USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is finding a likely association between a rare heart condition in younger people, mostly after they've received their second COVID shot, particularly for men under age 30. Data published by the health agency shows there's been more than 1,200 cases of myocarditis in young people who've received Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. They found most cases occur within 1 week after the second dose of the vaccine, with chest pain as the most common side effect. AAA is predicting holiday travel around the 4th of July will return to pre-pandemic levels, with a 40% increase over last year when many people were stuck at home due to the pandemic. The Automobile Association saying 47 million Americans are expected to drive or fly between July 1st and the 5th. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced his support for an independent review commission's recommended changes to the legal process for sexual harassment and assault claims in the military. During a hearing with the House Armed Services Committee, Austin assures Congress won't be left in the dark on any changes made.
We are prepared to work with Congress to amend the Uniform Code of Military Justice in this regard. The IRC also recommended the inclusion of other special victims' crimes inside this independent prosecution system to include domestic violence, and I support this as well.
News continuing to come out of the Supreme Court, the court striking down union organizers' right to visit farm workers in fields, ruling a California regulation providing access violated property rights. The court also ruling that a Pennsylvania school district overstepped its authority by punishing a high school cheerleader who used a vulgar word on Snapchat when she didn't make the varsity cheerleading team. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Republican lawmakers are speaking out after a successful filibuster.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally along party lines. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains to Newsmax TV the issues his party had with the bill.
They never mentioned the downsides of this legislation. They never mentioned that this legislation does away with voter ID, that it encourages ballot harvesting, and it uses federal dollars to match campaign dollars as well. Just a moment ago, you put up polling that we've known for months that 80% of Americans believe in voter ID, that it adds integrity to the election process. We need our elections to be safer. We need them to be fair, but we certainly want integrity. We think that voter ID does that. Voter ID brings integrity to it. Without voter ID, or if you encourage ballot harvesting, it decreases the value of your vote. And I happen to think that voting for this republic is a very, very valuable thing that all of us are required or recommended to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Worth noting, Democrats used the filibuster against a Republican-led Senate and former President Donald Trump over 300 times in 2020. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.